Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Get down. Yes, sir.
Slip and slide records. All right, welcome back, guys. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room here today. Thanks again to the Struts for stopping by.
They were actually pretty cool.
They were cool dudes. You got to be cool. You're that kind of a rock star. You're cool.
Not everybody's cool. You know,
that was the most chill I've seen Luke. Like, the most dressed down, just kind of, like, cash.
Yeah, it was cool.
Normally, he's in total glam.
Well, he's probably got to save that up for tonight, right?
I don't know. He just did a performance. I don't know how he shows up.
By the way, going down today at the poker room, starting at 6 p.m., you got the Triple Stack Tuesday, $150 buy-in, $15,000 guaranteed prize pool, no limit hold'em, and there is a $3,500 Rock and Roll Poker or Open Championship seat added to first place. So you got that to check out for today as well. I think they love the JHI accent, boys.
I ain't laughing, and you were told you sound like Chef's parents from South Park.
Wait, by the way, when Nate spoke in perfect English,
yeah,
it was much better than your British accent.
I don't think so. The dude said I sounded like somebody who at the market in London, like who was trying to sell him on something. So I feel that means I sound like a low rent Brit.
I think that's what they were kind of implying, actually.
Yeah. anyway, so that was fun. Thanks to those guys for stopping by. And let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
You know what? Before we get to the headlines, Tobin, do you have the code word for this hour?
Indeed I do.
It's that time of the day.
The word this hour is local. And if you would have listened, you would have known because it was Trick Daddy coming in. Local. That is your code word. Text that to 72881. Well done, Robbie. Oh, by the way, it's brought to you by the Gunther Mazda. For about car buying done your way, get to Gunther.
All right, let's talk about Jimmy Butler for a second. So, Zach Lowe reported that Jimmy Butler had interest in going to Philadelphia.
Okay.
The Sixers would now be on his list.
Can I be honest with you? This Zach Lowe is a little bit of a shill for the Sixers.
Okay, well, so all of a sudden, everyone's going with that story that there could be hope for Philly. And then Philly insider John Johnson, who works for our sister station WIP.
Okay.
So he's a trusted Entercom employee.
Right.
So we go with him.
Mm-hmm.
He says to the sources he's talking to, and he knows the Sixers in and out, there's absolutely no interest. His antics, in addition to asking price, make him undesirable.
Well, you know, one of the rumors was the asking price was Ben Simmons. Like that,
yeah. That would probably do it.
That's what I'm telling. Like, but this Thibodeau is ridiculous.
No, I understand. Okay, so we know Tibbs is being ridiculous. But what about the antics part of it? Like, are we really going to go with that?
His antics have been unbecoming
because he doesn't want to be there.
I understand. But even still,
he's like, trying to act his way out of there.
I understand, but even still, there it's not great behavior. Here. I'm for it because look, I want to watch it all burn down.
Well, you love chaos.
Well, no, especially chaos that ends up with you being on the Miami Heat.
You understand why he's like that, right? Because he had this conversation months ago.
Yeah.
That he wanted to be out, and they ignored him.
I agree.
And so now it gets to crunch time where the season's getting ready to start, and he's like, yo.
No, but we've had this talk before. Like, he is under contract. So, like,
basically, he's doing him a favor, though.
He is.
Because he can play the year out and do nothing and be gone for nothing.
Understood. But if you are deciding to go and show up and do your job, you should do your job and play with the teammates as possible, shouldn't you?
He's going to do his job, man. I mean, there's no question about it.
All right, the Heat start their season tomorrow on the road.
He stole their manhood.
Yeah, whatever. Will Duncan Robinson be on the 15-man roster? We can still debate that for another three
hours. If he stole their manhood,
okay, I was trying to get
there would be no need to take that trip down the Yellow Brick Road.
Follow the Yellow Brick Road.
Who would he be? Would he be the wizard?
or the Cowardly Lion?
No, the Cowardly Lion. That's Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, he's not the Tin Man.
No, Tin Man's already been given out. Steven Jackson called him the Tin Man. Remember with the whole.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like, you better call the Wizard. Get you some heart, because you ain't got no heart. Jimmy Butler's all the heart that team has.
It sounds like he has heart. It's just directed to the wrong place.
I don't get Andrew Wiggins, man. He's a weird guy.
All right. Let's get to football for a second. Basketball, which is that the Heat play their opener tomorrow night. And two games tonight as the season opens. Philadelphia at Boston at 8, at 10:30, Oklahoma City at Golden State. In football, Josh Allen will not play against the Colts. Devontae Freeman going on the IR. That's according to Jay Glazer. Adjust your fantasy teams likewise.
Which IR is that? Is that the IR that he can return or the IR that he's out for the season?
I believe, I don't want to assume. It just says IR, so I don't want to assume.
But they haven't said the season's over yet.
The only report is big loss from Falcons as they are going to place Devontae Freeman on IR today. That's Jay Glazer.
Yeah, that sounds like the IR.
I think that's the IR. Not like the, you know, you can come back after whatever week. In baseball, Red Sox and Houston playing the ALCS at 5. They're tied up at 1. NLCS, Milwaukee up 2-1, 909, and our boy Yelly. That's on TV at FS1. Meanwhile, the Marlins made a trade with the Astros. Bunch of minor leaguers. All you have to know is they got more money to try to use on an international player, meaning Victor Mesa.
And his brother. Mesa Jr. And Sandy Gaston.
Yes. So
who's only 16, by the way?
Yeah, well.
I'm just letting you know. Like, this, you may not see these guys.
Is he really 16, or does he say he's 16 and he's really 27?
They claim he's 16.
I've seen those claims before.
But he's got Mark Anthony hanging around. That I didn't realize. I saw Mark Anthony hanging around.
Well, I went on.
What is that?
I checked out Twitter pages, and that's what I was seeing.
He's got to be, like, this has to be in for the Marlins. Like, if Mark Anthony's hanging around you, I'm sure him and Jeter are
Mark Anthony still own part of the Dolphins?
No.
They got rid of that?
No way.
Like, they're 1% or whatever it was?
No. No.
Can we look that up? Can we check that out?
Mark Anthony still owns a piece of the Dolphins?
Like, wasn't that the thing? Like,
the Stephons?
Like, there's a bunch of celebrities that own, like, a 0.2%.
So does the Williams sisters. The Williams sisters.
Yeah, remember this?
Do they still own?
Yeah, I don't know. This is. Robbie, has anyone researched this?
Robbie, look
think
at
about this.
You got a media guide behind you. They got to be. It's got to be in there.
Does it?
For 1%.
You only own
1%. For 1% is $20 million.
Right.
Yeah, but it's football.
But it's football. It keeps going up.
1%. $20 million.
Okay. Well, then Mark Anthony's got it, man. What do you want?
I think you could do better with your $20
million. Well, so now you're going to be Mr. Financial Advisor for Mark Anthony.
No,
I do got the media guide in front of me. I got to check what year it is. But
if I know that room, probably it's 2012.
This is 2017.
Okay.
All right. It says partners, Mark Anthony is still one of the partners.
Oh!
How about that?
This is back in 2017, though. It's a 2017 media guide.
Well, it's only a year ago. I don't think we haven't heard about a transaction where he was ousted.
Mark Anthony being.
Who else are the partners? Who else is the listed?
Would have been huge news.
Yeah, Fergie and both the Williams sisters are still partners.
They're still in it.
Still in.
Orange carpet.
When that first went down, people hated Stephen Ross for that.
Oh, my God. I was at, like, the first game that season.
Orange carpet.
There was, and he came on oh, my God. There was booze. There was the orange carpet. It was such a debacle.
That Stephen Ross can't win, man.
And the other news is Ohio State's Nick Bosa, who could be the top pick in the draft. He has a core injury, and instead of rehabbing at Ohio State, he's leaving school to rehab on his own and get ready for the NFL draft.
You guys want a little nugget? I'll give, because Leroy says we don't give the Dolphins enough props. You want me to give you some props, Leroy?
Give us a Dolphins nugget. Give us a nugget.
Okay. This is from Pro Football Focus. One of the hotly contested things we debated all summer long was the value of Jarvis Landry.
Why are you
Landry.
Talking like Jim Mandich?
Because I want to.
Sports fence.
Legend. Anyway, the big debate was Jarvis Landry and slot receiver and paying slot receiver. According to Pro Football Focus, the most productive wide receiver per snap out of the slot, Albert Wilson. How about that?
No.
Big victory.
Again, big victory.
And?
Well, you don't pay him $17 million.
Paid him what, 10?
Over two, right?
No. 10 per year. I thought it was... Because remember they were complaining beginning of the year. Why did he give him Albert Wilson? What has he done in Kansas City?
Well, Ten's better than 17 or 16.
He signed a 3-year, $24 million contract.
So 8 a year.
Including how much guaranteed, because you always ask that. Including $4 million signing bonus and 14.5 guaranteed.
Well, he's earned it.
No, but look, one of the reasons why Albert Wilson could not have a bunch of catches but get paid a decent amount of money is because he's explosive.
He's a game breaker.
And I'm not saying that Jarvis Landry is not a contributor, but when you line up against the Browns, are you scared of Jarvis Landry like you are of Albert Wilson?
No. I would say, like, Jarvis Landry's big advantage there is just hands coming up with a tough catch in a tough spot. But as far as just dumping off a pass, I mean, like, he gave Brock Osweiler his career high this week. All courtesy of Albert Wilson. He should get a watch. You're welcome, Brock. Brock on. Fast Albert was just – he was killing it, man.
I mean, it's something to be said about the only guy that can catch you is on your team.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw that. Now, that guy from Kansas City, Hill.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
I mean, like,
these guys were teammates last year.
Right, but what about the guy from San Francisco, Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah,
who was
track star.
Did you see him for fun, long jump from the five? Like, like, for fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. So there's, I guess, you know, the thing is speed. The thing is speed in the NFL right now.
Yeah. Do you think, I was going to say, like, in the future, do you think that is going to start getting paid more than a Julio Jones body type? Julio Jones is obviously an alien.
It's that type of guy. It's cyclical, because when you start thinking, let's go back to Randy Moss, Plaxico Burress.
Guys, we have breaking news.
What?
And this will solve the bet.
Okay. What?
According to our senior most reporter, Josh Freeman, Spo says JJ, Dion, and Wayne Ellington will not play tomorrow, and justice is doubtful. They will need Duncan Strokinson.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, we're out of the
bet. Bet's a push, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I hope he plays.
Man. I don't understand. How can so many guys be out for so long? The season ended 7 months ago.
I tell you, it better not happen. I'm telling you, justice, I'm telling you right now. All right?
You better not go back to Fiddler.
You listen to me right now, Justice Winslow. If you just pulled a Deion Waiters and waited till you signed that extension and you go have some mystery surgery right now, I'm going to be so mad at you. Winslow culture my ass. I'm just letting you know. Fair warning.
Why are you talking directly? Why are you getting personal?
Because he needs to hear this message. If this is the old switcheroo, all right. If this was sign the extension, get cut open, I'm gonna be so mad at him. Fair warning.
I kind of get the
fair
feeling.
Fair warning. What are you gonna do?
Wait, I kind of get the feeling you would do the same thing.
No, I would never do that. I'm a show up for work guy. I'm a lunch pail guy.
I certainly would.
He would definitely do that. I'm a lunch pail.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
You walked around in a booth for 2 years. They gave you an office, a raise. Yeah.
No, I would be like Cal Ripken. I'm like Cal Ripken and Brett Favre. Like, I would hold people down to make sure they don't get a shot.
Why do you lie?
It's true.
You are a man of no principle.
What are you talking about?
Cal Ripken.
You have the most principle of all of us, according to you and only you.
No. I'm an Iron Man. Iron Man of radio.
I will say this.
Now, that being said,
I will say this. I've called in sick once since I've been here.
Yeah.
Once.
You were really
sick. And I was really sick. And I was, when I left Tobin, when we got back, I was getting sick.
Yep. By the way, I'm out Friday.
Thank you. So that means you're coming here?
Yeah, me and you, baby. You excited?
Yeah.
I hate you, Tobin.
Ebony.
When we come back.
Ivory.
How did Hassan Whiteside get tricked in China? That's next.
And now, it's time for 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
What's up, guys? We got 15 minutes of Heat in just a second. The Ticket is proud to bring you the first ever Heat Help Cure Radiothon on November 7th, when we bring together the power of the Miami Heat and the reach of 790 The Ticket. all for one purpose, to build a world without cancer. Proceeds raised through the Heat Help Cure Radiothon will support groundbreaking cancer research at the Miami Cancer Institute. We're going to go give them a visit tomorrow. There are three ways you can help. You can text HEATCURE18 to the number 243-725. You can donate online at www.heathelpcure.org, or you can call in during the Radiothon on November 7th. It's sponsored in part by Anna John Levine, Accident Attorneys. You can call them up at 1-800-747-FREE and Outback Steakhouse. Also want to give away an opportunity right now for somebody to go see the Miami Heat. We're going to have opening night tickets tomorrow, by the way. There'll be a late edition Miami Heat opening night tickets on the show tomorrow. But right now, a four-pack of tickets to see the Heat take on the Blazers on October 27th. To call number 5-786-534-0790. Again, the contest line is 786-534-0790. Caller 5 will get a four-pack to see the Heat take on Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and all them guys.
Now, question. Texter brings up a valid point. Who's out?
You got Justice out?
Maybe.
JJ?
He's doubtful?
JJ, Justice JJ is doubtful. Justice Deion's out. And Deion. Wayne.
Okay. Now, what if some of those guys out because they about to get traded?
Would you announce that today?
Huh?
Would you announce that today?
They're out. You just announced that they're out? You don't say why.
Traded.
Look, I don't know.
The Jimmy Butler thing is dead, man. It's enough.
It's dead.
It's dead.
I gotta tell you,
it's dead.
For a guy.
I heard reports that it's not dead.
Oh,
wait.
Please.
For a guy. A guy who's always into conspiracies and all this, and you always keep that glimmer of hope around, right?
Yeah.
You seem to be folding up shop pretty quick on this.
No, not folding up shop. We're done dealing with the Timberwolves until they get their
I think you've
right.
lost your moxie.
Okay, but wait.
I think you've
people
lost
like
your
that don't get their mind right.
No.
They don't get their stuff together.
When they come back groveling, then we'll talk.
You've lost your taste for it. You've lost your moxie.
Yeah.
I have lost a little bit of my taste for it because I'll tell you one thing. I didn't like the idea that Jay Rich was going to be in the deal. I didn't like that.
Well, but then you fold it up and you said, all right.
Not really.
So basically.
I wasn't keen on it. I don't want Josh Richardson being traded for Jimmy Butler. Screw the Timberwolves and screw Tom Thibodeau.
If you had to pick one. All right, because I know these are your two favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Bam or Jay Rich?
Wait, they're his favorites
today.
You said
Bam?
They're his favorites today?
Keep.
Oh, you keep Bam.
Yeah, you keep Bam.
You got to keep one or the other.
Bam.
Told us that Bam was the future.
He said he's going to be in the rafters.
He also said he was a fun dude.
Well,
In his mind, he is.
I mean, for him, he gets a good heckle.
That man's so serious, sweat wouldn't even bead up on his face. It just fell right off to the side.
Yeah, sweat is scared to be on
his
face.
Right here, I'm telling
you. They see that scowl, they're like, we're out. We're out, sir.
Wow. Hey, buddy, you got a paper towel? Pat us off of him.
The Ringer did a fantastic profile on Hassan Whiteside. Shout out to the Ringers, Haley O'Shaughnessy, and shout out to Tom Haberstroh for his good profile. We learned in this, I learned two important things.
Yep.
One, Hassan Whiteside has 40 koi fish. They all have names.
And can he identify them by name?
Apparently so.
Look at me.
Do you have their
look
names?
Look at me.
Do you have their names?
Come on.
No, he doesn't give all 40
Wait.
Names. He just says they all have names.
Does he give any of the names?
Yeah, you know what their name is? All of them name is OG.
OG 1, OG 2, OG 3.
It says all 40 fish have a name. Whiteside names everything. He has a planter in the backyard. It's called the Man of Ultimate Wisdom.
So, let me get this straight. I'm going to think about this for a second. So, of all the people that he could be talking to get sound life advice.
Yeah.
Zoe, Pat Riley.
Yep.
D-Wade.
He's doing that too.
Right? He goes in his backyard and talks to a tree.
A planter, yeah.
A planter. No.
Wait, what does he call the planter?
What does he call the planter?
It is named the Man of Ultimate Wisdom.
Now.
That's like his Yoda.
Can I ask a question?
The planter's
this
is
Yoda. A question. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to, but I need to ask a question.
Yeah.
Is there any smokety smoke going on while we talking to this bush?
I don't know, man.
You can't put that out there.
I'm just asking.
He's just asking.
I said I'm not accusing.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm not accusing.
Okay. Like, I think we've seen enough Hassan Whiteside
No, he's not.
No chance. No. Listen, that we can pretty much guess, no matter what is going on in his life, that's how he is. Yes. Regardless.
Yeah, no.
Like, he's going to talk to a planter, whether he's...
You want something deep from Hassan Whiteside?
Yeah, deep. Let's go deep with Hassan Whiteside.
Boy.
Haley asks him, are all the fish individuals...
You're already laughing.
He says, he calls him the OGs. He says, quote, they can live to be 140, no matter how much bleep they swim through. They just keep swimming.
It is deep.
It is deep.
That is deep.
That's deep. That's deep.
That is deep.
That's deep. Now let's get to the part where he gets tricked in China. In China, he was unable to communicate and therefore was out of his element. A player from another team taught Whiteside how to greet. Woshina Baba. Hi, nice to meet you, he said to everyone on the home, on the road, in the gym. There were never any you twos in return, only blank stares. Well, into the season, Whiteside found out from his team's general manager that he was actually saying, I'm your daddy.
That's like out of my big fat Greek wedding.
So
Whiteside immediately recognized the player in the layup line a year later when he left for Lebanon and then returned to China. He says he wished he had dunked on him again.
Hey, so are you not shocked? Are you shocked by this? Are you shocked by these that somebody gave him some advice to say?
S'mores. And, s'mores. How do you say hello in Chinese? S'mores.
He would have been better off asking s'mores.
We need to get a Woshina Baba chant going at the American Airlines Arena.
I would like that, and I'd also like a list of every name of the koi fish, because they've got to have spectacular.
I want
OG. Telling you, he calls them all OG.
No. Okay. If there are real names, like one's Fred.
Question.
How does he tell the females from the males?
Question.
Yeah.
Let's think about this.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Hassan can remember 40 things in general?
The koi fish are his most important possession.
He loves the koi fish.
He loves them koi fish.
They live to 140. They're going to be at that mansion forever.
And they swim through bleep. They swim through everything.
Let me ask you something. If Hassan Whiteside ends up selling that mansion, does he, like, free willy those koi fish over? Like, do they get transported in tanks?
No, you keep them. Leave them there.
So he just goes to get new fish?
So he's just going to leave the kois behind?
Yeah.
You never, like Robbie says, what? You never leave a man behind.
But it's not a tank. It's actually in the ponds. You just leave them there.
Man-made.
Don't they make, like, a truck that can carry those fish somewhere?
Yeah, he's...
Let's say, for instance, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Can you have a koi fish pond in Minnesota?
No, definitely not.
Freeze.
There's definitely going to be a guy who's paid to watch those fish. Probably Magruder.
Somebody said Hassan is quoting Finding Nemo. Not shocked.
He's quoting Dory? Just keep swimming?
Yeah. I'm not shocked. Not shocked. Not shocked that his references are from cartoon hits.
I will. I'm not gonna name names, but when I was traveling with the Canes, there was a certain player who only liked, like, really, I would say, like, toddler cartoons. Like, not even, like, good cartoons, like old school Tom and Jerry.
Like Nick Jr.?
Yeah. And there was kind of, like, a theory that this had to do with why he couldn't play well.
Hmm.
Like, because he didn't reach his expectations. It was because he was watching too much of the, you know, cartoons made for two-year-olds.
Who said that?
It was a theory going around. It was, like, 10 years ago.
That's the worst.
Can I give a couple guesses?
No.
Adrian throwing Al Golden.
Al Golden just sitting on his belly watching SpongeBob.
No, I would.
Socks
well, the pineapple under the sea. That was an Al Golden phrase.
Come on, boys. We need to get this going. Woshini Baba. Woshini Baba.
That doesn't even sound like that says hello.
Yeah, I don't even think that's Chinese.
It is Chinese.
Pull it up.
No, it's written in Chinese.
Woshini Baba. Come on, man. We get that chance.
They got all kinds of stuff above.
Yeah, there's all sorts of accents. I don't know what to do with that.
Why can't we get Woshini Baba as a chant? And that's a good chant for Hassan Whiteside. I'm your daddy.
That's not how they say it. That doesn't sound very
all right,
Asian.
I'll ask Siri how to say it, and then we'll get proper. And then if it is that many syllables, we could do the.
So, like, every time he dunks and gets an and one.
Woshini Baba. Woshini Baba. I'm telling you. See?
Uh-oh.
What?
We got something here.
No, we don't.
We do.
Yeah, we got something. Why are you ruining it?
Sources.
Sauces. What's somebody saying?
What's
up? Somebody said one of the names of Corey Fish is OG Juan Kenobi.
We're back after this.
Deborah.
All right. Welcome on back, everybody. It's Tobin Leroy and Beast. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. Tony Burns has just stopped by. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, what's going on?
What we got going
on? I never get to see Tony in person.
No.
It's probably better for Tony.
Definitely. That's definitely true.
Yeah. How many seats are you going to give away for this Rock and Roll Poker Open? You give away about 4 a week, right?
Well, about 4 to 5 a month. Plus, we have our satellites every Sunday.
No, that's what I mean. The satellite, you give. There's Tuesday, you're giving one away.
Well, that's our added seats.
Okay.
So what do we do to some of our tournaments throughout the month is we actually add seats to the winner of the tournament. Every Sunday at 4 o'clock, we host $390 satellites.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's been going strong on the satellites. We got rolling those over in November as well. We'll have a 10-seat guarantee in November on the 11th.
All right.
That's crazy. So, like, what are the big plans coming up for the Rock and Roll Poker Open in a month's time?
So, 2 years ago, the opening event of the Rock and Roll Poker Open featured $1 million guarantee for a $360 buy-in.
Wow.
We had 5,018 entries for that event. It's on record as the largest tournament in terms of entries in the state of Florida. So, we're bringing that back this year, and we're ready to get kicked off on November 14th.
That's wild, man. It's going to be here before we're going to be here all week.
We're going to be here a bunch for that.
How many flights do you?
So it's a total of 8 flights.
Two a day. Okay.
Yeah, day 2 on Sunday the 18th. So we're pumped.
That's pretty big even from here because you've had events that have been bigger that pay more guarantee, but they don't have that many flights.
Right, yeah, so we've had bigger prize pool tournaments, but in terms of just the size, we actually had to take players when the room was outside. We actually had to split them up. We had to take some of the players that returned back on Sunday and put them in the old poker room, and we used tables over there. That's how big this tournament was.
Wow, right. That's wild.
This is one, like, yeah, 5,000?
Yeah,
that's massive.
We brought back over 500. Yeah, it was awesome.
So in the event center.
The main event is probably only going to have what?
So.
1,200?
Last couple years, now we're partnered with the World Poker Tour on this one. 750 entries is what we had last couple years. You know, obviously, WPT product, they've got a pretty strong following, so we're excited to have them here. And you know, we can see that that number push northern.
So best way for guys, if you're interested in playing in the Rock and Roll Poker Open, what's the best way to do it?
Best way, if you're playing the Rock and Roll Poker Open, just come right here. It's going to be in the event center. You register on site. You can visit shrpo.com for the full schedule.
Satellite events. Get in for cheap.
That's right. Leroy style.
Leroy style. Hey, man.
Might have to coin that.
I don't think we've seen you.
Hashtag Leroy style.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen you since we went to Vegas, but Leroy's just always modeling. We were strutting through a bunch of the casinos, and we're just looking at these pogroms, and it's just like.
They're busted up. They just throw them in the middle of the casino. Everybody's standing over the bar. Watching everybody play poker, I'm like, man, this is garbage. They don't care about poker there unless they have a big event. Where here, even when you had the poker room over there, probably one of the nicest setups as far as, you know, you go to play poker, you go to casino to play poker, you're going to be off on your own. You're not going to get heckled. You're not going to have people standing over you. You're going to be able to play your poker.
Yeah, I've been saying it. I've been here for over 3 years now.
Yeah.
And from, you know, top management, they love poker here. You know, it's part of the culture. It's part of who the property is, and you know, they love it and they support it and really lucky. And I tell all my friends and just players in general, I said, we're very fortunate that we live in an area that supports poker the way it does.
Man, it's fantastic. It's gonna be a fun time. Anything else going on this week, Tony, that people should know about?
So next week we have our deep stack special. We just got done with the big stack special. So $250 buy-in, $200,000 guarantee. That's going to start next Wednesday.
It's 3-1, right? So you got 3 days of 2 starting times and then 1 on Saturday?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so 7 flights on that one. And then we're rolling into Chris Moneymaker for you guys that aren't familiar with who Chris Moneymaker is.
He's the one who started this madness.
Yeah, I joke around. Yeah. I said he's the one that I have reason I have a job. Right. So he's like, well, give me 10% right now. No, sorry. No, but Chris will be here on November 9th through the 11th.
That's cool.
So, yeah, if you visit shrpo.com, more information on that. $30,000 guaranteed, $86 buy-in. So that's $86 signifies the amount that he paid to get into the World Series of Poker main event 15 years ago that got its win. So Poker Stars is involved. The winner also gets a $30,000 platinum pass. So in the Bahamas in January 2019. So a lot going on. I'm sure we'll talk more about that as we get closer.
For sure.
Exciting times here around the Rock.
Cool. Thank you for stopping by, Tony. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate you guys.
That is, it's going to be an action-packed couple of weeks coming up. So, yeah.
Maybe we can see you a little more often.
Yeah, man. He's been busy.
What's going on? I think ever since the chicken incident, you've been avoiding us.
Hey, I've just been training them. Chicken training.
You got to do a lash drills.
Yeah, we got the chickens ready.
Are they pushing sleds?
Wait, it doesn't matter. Look at these two.
Why am I involved in the chicken incident? What if it lands on you? I'm not doing the chicken thing.
Nobody landed on it.
Wait, that's on the dartboard of doom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Well, I told you, when you're ready, that's what I've been doing. I've been training the chickens.
He's training the chickens.
They're ready to go Rocky style. They will not be caught.
Thanks for stopping by, Tony. Appreciate it, man.
There we go, man.
Oh, man. So as we wrap things up today.
Oh my goodness.
I really didn't know that was on the dartboard of doom.
Yes. Yeah. You just, like when you go around, you see the turkey pants.
You know what's funny? In Creed, Adonis Johnson didn't have much trouble catching the chicken. Not as much trouble as Rocky.
That's kind of like,
I wonder why.
I'm not going to have problems catching the chicken.
Why is that?
More athletic.
Why is that?
More athletic.
Oh.
Than you.
I can't wait for Creed 2.
And you? Really?
What?
You know how far you got to bend over for those little short-ass arms to get to the chicken?
I'll be fine.
Really?
I'm already low to the ground. Does that help?
Grab the kid. I can't. My arms are too short.
I will need two boots and four braces if I have to chase a chicken.
Well, you ain't chasing nothing.
That chicken better come to me. No. Here, chicken. Here.
Natural farm instincts. I'll know how to lure that chicken.
Like, sure you don't want to bring back Farmer's Fury?
Nah. Listen, I have never met a man that talks more trash
and just doesn't
and
care.
Is wrong and just moves on to the next thing.
Just does not
just
care.
Just move on.
Yeah. Why people bother?
She lets it bother. See, I'm hip to his game.
She's like, well, she's a lawyer. Look, she's going to argue everything.
You might want to tell the Amber story again because you guys did drop a little bit, and so nobody heard
well,
that.
Well, no, okay, so Amber this morning, she was, like, very frustrated because she's like, are you not embarrassed by the Christian Yelich thing? And I'm like, no.
But the
that he's just awesome.
No, because it was, like, once we got over that, it was all in good fun.
I didn't realize Amber likes to have her sports opinions be right so much. Like, it matters to her that she's right.
Yeah, but you're never right when you do it that way.
And to me...
Because she's a lawyer. Like, they have honesty and loyalty and truth and
No. Yeah, wait.
But the problem is...
Lawyer, yeah,
yeah, but the,
right.
The problem is in a sports debate, if you care about being right, you're not going to be right.
No, like, you can't. Like, you can't... Look, you can have an opinion.
So you're just saying flip-flop?
Nah, I'm not saying flip-flop. I say what I feel. Like, when I say Mark Richt, he is benching his quarterbacks because he has a past ill will towards his coaching staff.
That's ridiculous,
not,
by the way.
Not.
It is.
Yesterday, there was a tweet that proved it.
Yeah, did you see that?
There was a tweet yesterday that proved him correct.
I saw the tweet.
That was crazy, wasn't it?
It was crazy.
I'm not so wild, am I?
For those of you that don't know, he replaced Jim Kelly in a game that the Canes were blowing out somebody. He came in and threw like an 86-yard pick six.
Got yanked.
And Schellenberger put Kelly back in. Yep. They yanked him out.
Just because you have another person that feels the same way, boxed in, doesn't quite make you right. It just means two people are wrong.
No. That's not what that means.
You think that's what he's thinking?
I think Mark Richt has a serious complex about quarterback purity. And he has a thing as far as not wanting to give anybody a job because he was never given the job. It's backup quarterback complex. And so, therefore, no quarterback is ever safe. Nobody can really establish their roots here as Kane's QB.
I'd rather use this one that both of them haven't played well enough to keep the job.
They ran Brad Kaye out of town.
He wasn't good.
He's the all-time passing leader in 3 years.
Oh, compiled it against FAMU and Duke.
Years he compiled all of that?
Yeah, he missed one
Ken
game.
Ken Dorsey?
Ken Dorsey won.
In 3 years.
Dorsey played 4 years?
He played three. Yes. Dorsey played three. He was right. he was a freshman with Kenny Kelly, and he played like one game. Like,
no, he played more than one game. He came in the Virginia Tech game.
Yeah, they were getting blown out, and he came in the Virginia Tech game.
First of all, Kenny Kelly broke his knee. All
right, good.
And he came in and played for that game and the rest of the season, and then the only time Kenny Kelly came back was for one half of the bowl game.
And by the way, Ken Dorsey was blowing people out. He didn't play in a bunch of those second halves.
He had Hall of Famers, bro. He had Hall of Famers, all right? The Canes didn't even know who was going to be on the
field. What did Brad Kaya do against Florida State?
Oh, get out of here, Florida. Florida State's smartest state. Like, what receiver? Does he have any Hall of Famers in his history?
The only time the Canes beat a ranked team in the Brad Kaya era was when a game Malik Rozier started against
Duke. Gore, Hall of Famer. Andre Johnson, Hall of Famer. Jeremy Shockey, if it wasn't so crazy, would have been a Hall of Famer.
And Brad Kaya was a Hall of Famer against FAMU and FAU and Bethune-Cookman.
Please.
He was great. Please.
Andre Johnson.
I remember them struggling against FAMU.
What? They blew him out like 66 to
3. That was 70 to 3.
That was Savannah State. That was Savannah State.
And then they beat FAMU 70 to 3 in the opener.
Hey.
Either way. Brad Kaya, not good enough for him. Malik Rozier, not good enough for
him. Brad Kaya's been cut like 12 times in the National Football League before his surgery.
He has a broken back.
You've got Robbie riled up.
He has a broken back. Spinal.
Been cut 12 times pre-spinal.
Please. Please. All-time passing leader in your program's history. Show some respect.
Pilot.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.